While Congress struggles to complete its energy and Medicare bills, another important fight is taking place. The battlefield is a mammoth spending measure worth more than $280 billion. It's necessary to keep dozens of federal agencies operating. The thousands of pages in the omnibus appropriation contain countless spending decisions, many of which would normally be news stories on their own. Joining us from the Capitol to talk about some of these issues is NPR's Peter Overby. Peter, these appropriations bills are supposed to set levels for spending. How does that merge into policy?
Just by virtue of the money in play, you set policy by adding money for something you want or denying money for something that you don't want. In fact, there's so much of that going on that the joke on Capitol Hill is that this isn't an omnibus bill. This is a minibus bill because it has all this baggage that Congress is adding on to it.
And what's the status of that omnibus or minibus bill right now?
Well, right now it's kind of in the backroom phase of legislation. The conference committee that normally handles something like this has done what it's going to do. Now it's down to the chairman of the committee. There's two chairmen, one from the House, one from the Senate. The leadership of the House and Senate, the White House gets its say in this. Lobbyists are trying to get their 2 cents worth in. Eventually, the chairman will reach an agreement. They'll take it back to the committee. They have to get agreement of all the Republicans on the committee. Then it goes to each chamber. Each chamber gets one up or down vote on the entire $280 billion-some package. The president gets to sign it or veto it. If he vetoes it, then the government shuts down.
And what are some of the issues that are on the table in this bill?
Well, one where they added money was for D.C. school vouchers, District of Columbia school vouchers. It is the first federally funded school voucher program. And here are a couple where they are taking money away. One would be to let the FCC carry out its new rules for corporate ownership of TV stations. The FCC wanted to let corporations own more TV stations. This bill would not let them do that. The administration also wants to change the rules on workers' overtime. Both houses are against that. This bill denies money for the administration to do that.
And has the president made his intentions clear about overtime and media ownership?
Absolutely. He has said that he would veto a bill that that blocks either of those. Now they're saying, I'm told, that the FCC rule is not worth a veto, but on the overtime, things still have to play out. And Arlen Specter, Republican senator from Pennsylvania, is at the center of this. He is in a tough reelection fight. He opposes the administration on this. He's on the conference committee, so they need his consent to bring the bill to the Senate floor. So that puts him in a powerful situation.
Mm-hmm. Peter, anything else that's gotten tacked on to this bill?
Oh, all sorts of things. We could talk for quite a while about this. But one example, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the new governor of California, has been lobbying on this thing. There was a provision that a senator from Missouri was trying to put in that would benefit the small gasoline engine manufacturer, Briggs & Stratton. Briggs & Stratton wants to override a California clean air rule, which it says will cause it problems. Governor Schwarzenegger was on the phone to members of the Appropriations Committee, and that provision is gone from the bill. There's also a provision on patents on human organisms. Again, Arlen Specter comes into play here. The provision would prohibit patents on human organisms. Specter says that that would restrict stem cell research, and he is trying to block that provision.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
NPR's Peter Overby on Capitol Hill.